Thank you for calling Dundee City Council. Did you know that you can visit www.dundeecity.gov.uk, where you can find information about our services and will find answers to your queries? Should you wish to stay on the line, please note that our team is here to help you, and we ask that you be patient and respectful. Abusive behaviour will not be tolerated. Please note your call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Please listen to all the options before choosing, as they may have changed. If your option is not listed, please visit Dundee City Council's website to find contact information on the service you require. For inquiries regarding council tax reduction, or housing benefit, please press 1. For inquiries regarding national entitlement cards, bus passes, or Young Scot cards, including under 22's free travel, please press 2. For inquiries regarding bins and recycling, bulky uplifts and animal control, please press 3. For inquiries regarding housing repairs, please press 4. For housing related queries, including lettings, key fobs and housing options, please press 5. For inquiries regarding council advisory services, including fuel well, crisis grants, community care grants and energy advice, please press option 6. For all other inquiries, please press 7.
Dundee City Council. Which ward? How can I help?
Hi there, you okay? My name's Daniel. I'm calling from MMA Legal's investigations team. I was just hoping to be put through to a Miss Teresa Stewart.
Okay, I'm just going to try that number now.
Yep, no problem.
Hello, Seymour House.
Hi there, my name's Daniel. I'm calling from MMA Legal's investigations team. I was hoping to speak to Miss Teresa Stewart.
I don't think she's actually in yet, unfortunately. She's out of hours. She's not started yet. Can I take a message and get her to reply back?
Yeah, it was in regards to a subject access request form that we received back. It was to do with a Mr. Stuart Beatty. Yeah, I was just wanting to query a few things on the request form. Is all. If you can get to give me a call back and just say it was Daniel from MMA Legal.
Yeah, give me just 2 seconds because now I feel like I'm doubting myself in case she's coming and I've not seen her. But let's double check in her office. If not,
yeah,
I'll
no worries.
The message.
Because all right, appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. Sorry, she is in. She sneaked past.
Hi there. All right.
Sorry, what was it? Where was it you were calling from again, sorry?
MMA Legal.
MMA Legal. And it was Daniel, you said.
Daniel, yes.
Perfect. Let me just try and pop through. Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you. Hi there, is that Teresa?
It is, Daniel. It is.
Hi there, Teresa. Hi, I'm just trying to query a subject access request that you've sent back to do with Mr. Stuart Beatty.
Stuart
Beatty?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just get into that, pal.
No worries.
Is it still needing done? No,
it's
been done.
Yes, it has done. I was just querying something on the document itself.
Okay, what is it, Paul?
It's that, obviously, it's quite a short document. There's only one thing. It does have the admissions and discharges of the care settings. I was wondering about the, because it states that there are meeting minutes that were recorded on 23rd of Jan 1976, 14th of May.
Okay, is this in the transcript, yeah?
A transcript was sent to us.
Let me see, hold on. What was actually sent to you? Stuart Beatty's PDF, here I've got. This is what was sent to you.
Yeah, are you looking at the same document I am?
Yes, Battleground School... Residential, yeah, that's what we sent you. That's out our city archives, pal. Yeah.
Yes, brilliant. So I was just wondering about the minutes of meeting because
we don't have them, Daniel.
You don't hold those records.
If we held them, pal, they would have been sent to you. The records, or some of the records, I should say, not all of them by any manner of the means.
Right.
Like the admissions and stuff, and certain records for Balgowan.
Yes.
Everything of which you've got.
Yeah.
Kind of
no,
thing. Unfortunately, no. I know what you're meaning because you would think there would be a minute then if that.
Yeah. That's all I'm querying. Is all.
Yeah,
I was just wondering
yeah.
if maybe you had those and they'd just not been attached. Is
no,
all.
No, unfortunately
yeah, if
not,
you don't
I'll,
hold those, not a problem.
We don't
any idea
those.
Who holds these minute meetings?
My guess would be Daniel. They won't exist.
They won't exist.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Any longer, shall we say. Because Balgowan School, as far as I understand, that was Dundee City Council.
Yeah.
And obviously, the only records for Balgowan are held in the city archives. The only other place would you get any records would be if there was a personal file on Mr. Beattie, which we don't have. But again, it wouldn't have those kind of meeting minutes in it, if you get what I'm saying. I'm 99.9% certain those records no longer exist.
Right, yeah. I was just wondering if you knew it was a child court panel for the hearing, or was it a care organisation?
I'm not sure what you mean. Let me see.
Just. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know where Mr. Beattie was? Alexander Street, Dundee, right. Is that where he stays now, or do you know where he was?
It is, yes. That is the current address.
Yeah, when he went into care, do you know where he stayed?
We do, yes. Yes.
What local authority was that, do you know?
Ooh, Dr. Cooteries, Blair Gowan. So... yeah, we have documents back from Dr. Guthrie's school.
Okay.
And takeout surgery, that's his medical records. It was just his council records. So if that's the only records you hold, obviously
if his records may sit with a different local authority. Because just because he was in Balgowan, he could have been under a different local authority. So it would depend on where he was resident when he was placed in care.
Yes, yeah. We're just trying to work out as well if it was a council hearing or if it was a school hearing as well.
Right. No, I mean, all we've got is what you've got, basically.
Yeah,
the records from Balgowan, so I couldn't tell you that, pal.
Yeah,
No. There's no kind of social work record for him that we hold as such.
Yeah.
But my advice would be find out where he was when he went into care, where he was placed in care.
Yeah, well, we have all that information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be that his social work records are held by a different local authority.
Yeah, I suspect, honestly, that you are probably right to begin with, whereas the documents have either been destroyed in the past... where they've been switching over councils something along those lines. So no worries, Theresa. I appreciate your help.
No problem at all,
Daniel. Just one more thing my colleague's asking me. Oh, yes, your number. So at first I tried to call the number that's on the bottom of your email.
Yes.
01382307998. And it's... went through to a completely different department under Dundee,
right.
And they didn't even know your name.
Right, that is my number, Daniel. But if you look at the bottom of that email as well, I'm an out of hours team manager.
Oh, so someone else.
You will not get me in the office, pal, until I'm never in before 2:00. Sometimes it's 3:00.
Right.
Okay. Because basically my main job is the out of our service.
Right, yeah.
The subject access requests are a very large sideline.
Yes, yeah, no, I can completely understand that,
so,
yeah.
You won't get me in the office, pal, before, well, two at the earliest.
Yeah.
So you'll get me on that number. What to do is, if you need me before that, I work from home during the day, so email me.
Email, best way to contact.
But email me directly. If it's a query you've got, not for putting in a new SAR, because they need to go through the proper process, but if it's a query about any of the SARs that you've got, just email me directly.
No problem.
And I'll get back to you. Okay.
No problem. Will do, Teresa. Thank you very much for that.
No problem. You have a lovely weekend when you get there.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Cheers, pal. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
See you now. You too. Bye.